Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today, we are joined by a music legend, a Grammy Award winner, the first woman to be inducted into both the Country Music and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 2023, she was named by Rolling Stone magazine as one of the greatest singers of all time. We are so thrilled and honored to have Brenda Lee with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you from your home in Nashville, Tennessee. Is that where you were born and raised, in Nashville?
No, I was born in Atlanta, Georgia, and I spent my first 10 years there. And then Red Foley, the great Red Foley, came to do a show and let me sing a song, and he liked it. We moved to Springfield, to Missouri, to be on his show, the Ozark Jubilee. And from that show, I was seen by the Perry Como people, the Steve Allen people, went on to do those shows, and it just blossomed after that.
Yes, it did. It definitely did. And you started younger than most everybody starts. You were on the charts, I think, at 12.
Yeah.
You were singing on the radio and doing shows at 9.
Yeah.
I saw a photo of you and Elvis together.
Yes. Elvis was my bud. He's a good guy.
So what? Tell me something about Elvis that we don't know, that only his close friends like you would know.
Okay. Very seldom do you find, there's a few of us, and I put myself in there, artists, after they've been doing whatever they do for so long, very seldom do you see them get nervous before they go on stage. But Elvis did.
Oh, wow. And everybody handles nerves differently. I
yes.
understand. Everybody does their own thing. Do you have like a ritual that you would do before you would go on stage? Was there anything you did every time? Superstitious?
Well, not superstitious. Just look up to the heavens and say, get me through this. I'll try to do my best.
And I also read where, you know, when you were 12, or before you were 12, the first number one song that you had out, I'm Sorry, the record company held it back because they thought you were too young to be singing a love song.
Yeah, they said nobody would believe that. But I guess a lot of people did.
Yes, they did.
It's become my signature song, thanks to a lot of people like you who play it and talk about it. And the guy that wrote it, Ronnie Self, wrote Sweet Nothings. He wrote a lot of my songs. And he had about, I don't know, 7, 8 kids. And the first thing he bought was a milk machine. And I laughed my head off. And so he was a great writer. He also wrote Sweet Nothings. He wrote a lot of my hits.
You whisper in my ear, Sweet Nothings.
Yes. Yes.
Love that song. Love all your songs, Brenda. Right. You're one of my favorites. You know, definitely an inspiration. You helped to pave the way for so many singers that are doing it now. And I wanted to know, what is your thoughts about, if you had a choice, you know, for the career you had, when it was, for the time it was, or if you were starting today, where would you, do you think
I would not want to start today. I wouldn't. I'm glad that I was blessed to start when I did.
And back then, everybody was discovered by a DJ playing the song on the radio.
Absolutely.
And the artist had to beg or the come into the radio station and say, hey, here's my song. Please play this. And so
it's a whole different, as everything is. Everything changes. And then again, everything stays the same. But in the music industry, in today's world, you either make it on that first record or you just don't make it. And that's not the way it used to be. You were given a chance. Now, if you screwed up too much, the chance was gone. But yeah, it's a different world today.
Obviously, you did everything right because you've sold over 100 million records, which, I don't know that you get the notoriety and credit you deserve, but that's a big milestone. And so,
I'll take it. I'll
Oh,
take that.
of course, of course. Are you still
Let's go
performing
back and
these
look and
days?
make sure I was paid my
That's
royalties.
right. There you go. That's all you need is a dollar for each one of those records sold. Just $1.
I can't believe I've sold that many. Thank you for telling me.
Of course. My pleasure. And so you have a greatest hits album out now.
I do.
And is this your first greatest hits album?
It is. It
Why
is.
did you wait so long? You like to do things in long numbers, long periods of time.
I don't know why the company chose to do this at this time. I don't know. But I'm glad they did.
Are you still performing?
No, I'm retired.
You retired?
I will do benefits. I will raise money for causes if they so ask me. But no, I'm not on the road.
I keep
I'm
watching the
old.
PBS
I'm
shows, hoping
old
to.
now.
No, you're not. You're not old. You don't seem old. You don't feel old. You don't look old. You're
Thank
not
you.
old. Old is just a number. I mean, so, which incidentally, I think for you is, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know, you're in your 30s or 40s, is it that?
Oh, if I could kiss you through this TV, I would.
So you work with Elvis as a youngster. Other artists that you've worked with, which were memorable to you, and you've worked with a lot of artists. So who do you remember, fondly?
The
The
Beatles.
Beatles. They opened for you. They were the opening act when you did a concert.
Jean Vincent, love Jean Vincent.
Bebopalula.
Oh, yeah, Connie Francis. We were the best of friends. Good Lord. I love Dion and the Belmonts. Frankie Valli. Oh, Lord. Shirley Bassey. I was just such a fan of all types of music. I loved Ella Fitzgerald. I loved music. And I put no stipulation on what kind it had to be.
Right. And you were there at the birth, the inception of rock and roll.
I
It was
was.
R&B. It was, the R&B,
That's right.
what they call black music back then.
Yeah,
It's
I did.
yep. And so, it's a thrill to have you on the show and to be able to
Thank
talk to you.
you.
And
Thank you
so a
so.
couple of other things that I want to ask, if you could have collaborated with three artists on your wish list, who would they have been, dead or alive? Who would you like to collaborate with if somebody said, Brenda, you name three and you're going to do a duet with them?
Elvis, Peggy Lee, and let me see. Oh gosh, gotta get that third one. Oh, come on now. And I guess the Beatles. I
The
would have
Beatles.
loved to have done something, especially with John. I would have loved to have done something with John.
What has been the highlight for Brenda Lee? I mean, in a career as illustrious as yours, is there any one particular moment? You've played for Queens. You played for Queen Elizabeth. You've played for Kings. You've been in other countries for royalty. I don't know, presidents, I assume, American presidents.
Yep.
What's been the highlight for you?
The highlight for me is that I still have an audience and that I still have people after all this time that respect what I've done. People just like you still play my music, and the people that have stuck with me all these years. It doesn't happen today. It's a different world today, as you know.
Right.
I am so glad that I had my career starting in the 50s. And I still talk to a bunch of the great folks that started out with me, my fans that I became personally involved with and still talk to all the time. They still come to see me, and I just have had the best of both worlds. I truly have. I've made friends with folks like you. I've made friends with all different types of people, and I treasure that. I learned from that.
Did you take the name Brenda Lee from Tarpley, from your original family name?
Yeah. How'd you know
Okay.
that?
I figured, I guess, assumption. It was an assumption on my part.
Well, nobody's ever figured that one out.
Did the record company people say to you at that time, "Hey, you got to change your name?"
No, my record company at that time didn't treat me like a 10-year-old. They treated me like an artist. And I appreciated that. And I'm still with that company. So,
Wow, that's
yes,
fantastic.
I
Universal Music, is that who's?
am. That used to be Decca.
Yep. Universal Music, some really great people at Universal Music.
They are.
I thank Universal for giving me this interview opportunity with Brenda Lee, who's our guest, who has won numerous awards in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Country Music Hall of Fame,
The
true,
Rockabilly Hall of Fame
the Rockabilly Hall of Fame,
and the pop,
and the pop. And you were on the country charts at number one. You were on the pop charts at number one. You know, it's tough being Brenda Lee, you know, being all these number one songs.
well, it would be tough being me if I didn't have the backup of my label, the backup of the people that have bought the records. The backup of people like you who still want to interview me.
Of
And,
course.
you know, we don't do it alone. We do not do it alone.
And I
So,
was begging for the interview.
oh, thank you for the interview.
I was begging. I asked the Universal. I said, "Come on, please." And so they made it happen. Now, you know, one thing that I, you know, remember fondly about you is all of the different TV appearances you did over the years. We watched you grow up, first in black and white and then in color.
Yeah.
Any shows that you were on that you particularly remember?
Well, I loved Steve Allen. I loved Perry Como. I loved all of them because they all, at that young age, believed in me because those were huge shows. But the one that really believed in me and gave me my big break was Red Foley. And he was such a big integral part of my life.
And your nickname is Little Miss Dynamite, because
That's
I
right.
think you put out a song called Dynamite.
I did. And I'm all over the stage, and I guess that's why I got it.
Wow. And of course, you're smaller in stature, 5'4", I think.
I wish. Four nine.
4'9". Okay.
Yes.
Brenda Lee is our guest here, and the new album is available. It's a greatest hits album. And you're also releasing it on vinyl, I read.
Yes, I'm so proud of that. I really am.
That's amazing. And so, I mean, when you listen to a record on vinyl, there's nothing like the days of putting the turn, you know, the stylus down and your hand is shaking and you don't want to scratch up the record.
I know, and the sound is so much better, I think.
Yes. And you what about touring? You don't, you said you do some benefit shows, so you're not going anywhere anymore. You're not really making the travels that you made before. You were in Germany, you were all over the place.
All over the world. No, I'm in Scottsdale, Nashville. I will do benefits, and I will help with stuff like that, but I'm retired.
Now, you didn't write your own music, did you?
No.
No. Can you read music?
Huh?
Can you read music?
Absolutely not.
That's great. We're hearing some
I can read
secrets about
words. I can read
you
words.
can read words. So you didn't start off wanting to be in music. It didn't come to you like as a songwriter. I'm sitting there at nine writing poems and things. I can imagine it be. No, what, this wasn't the plan.
No, I can't ever remember thinking the thought, I want to be a singer.
Wow.
I just was. So,
What did you want to be? Do you remember what you wanted to be?
tall.
We're all the same height sitting in a chair. We're all the same
You. Thank you so much.
height. So you had now three number one songs. Do you remember where you were when you heard your first number one song on the radio?
Which one was it?
I'm
I'm
sorry, I
sorry.
believe.
Oh, that's an experience that you can't describe. It's like disbelief, wonderment, pride. It's all the emotions that you never thought you'd have because you never thought you'd have a number one song. It's pride for not only the song, but the writers, the musicians that made it happen, the Owen Bradley. It's just a feeling of sharing it with everybody that had a part in it. Because it wasn't just me. As they say, it took a village, and we were all together and worked together for many, 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 many years.
And I remember, they had the hit list of a whole bunch of stars all on one show, and you'd all traveled in a bus from city to city.
That was the fun days. It really was when we could all be together, when we could visit and just sit and talk about anything, and that was great.
One of your biggest hits, it took you 65 years to get back to number one, but it was worth the wait. Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, which is featured in the film Home Alone.
Yes.
And so tell me about how that song came together, because you're no stranger to Christmas music. You've done quite a few Christmas songs.
I
So how did
have.
that one come about for you?
Well, that was written by Johnny Marks, who's a great Christmas writer, as you know. And Owen just said during one of our meetings, listening to songs to record, he said, "Well, I got a little something different for you today." And this was in the heat of summer. And he said, "I have a Christmas song that I think can be huge." And he played it for me. It was very rough tape demo, but you could hear it. You could hear the magic in it. And I said, yeah, I want to do that one. And that's how I came about.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I think you're the first artist, number one on the list of female singers to have a number one song later on in your life and your career. I know that you're 30 years old, and Cher did it when she was 52. Mariah Carey did it when she was 53. I mean, that's a huge accomplishment. Did you ever imagine you'd be back at number one?
No, I didn't. First of all, I didn't think I'd live that long, but
Well, we're glad you did. Let's say
thank you.
that.
But it's a great song. It was written by a great writer. We had the A team of musicians. I had Owen Bradley. I just absolutely had the best. So how could it help not being good? I think it would have been good, and I think this way about all good songs. If it's a good song, anybody, not just anybody, but let's say a performer, if it's a good song, they can sing it. It's the bad songs that sometimes you slip up and you accept. And then you get in the studio and they start, and you say, "Oh my Lord, what was I drinking that day?" But it happens. And, but like I said, I had Owen Bradley. All the musicians would listen. It wasn't just me and Owen. The engineer, Selby Coffin, we all listened. Because I was 11 or 10 when I started working. And so we all had a say in it. And I think that was great. I loved it.
A lot of people can't envision what it was like in the 50s when people would actually sit around the radio in the living room. And that's how they got their news and their music, their entertainment before TV
Oh,
became.
absolutely. And if you were like us, you had to choose what you listen to because you didn't have money to buy batteries all the time. So, like I said, mama was Dodgers, daddy was Yankees, and my music was somewhere in there.
In the middle. And mom became your momager later on. She was like kind of helping to manage you a little bit. She was very protective of you. That's what I read.
Very protective. Mama always went with me. Yeah.
Brenda Lee is our guest here on Border Crossings. And of course, her classic hit, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, has sold 5 million copies around the world. She is a name that is known globally and has performed on many stages. Where's your favorite place to play? Where did you like most going to tour and perform?
I like the people.
But where did you like the people? In what country?
Whenever they would come. It didn't matter to me.
You didn't have a specific country, because I know that playing in Japan is different than playing in London.
Yeah, I love Japan. That's one of my favorite places. It is. Because they are so gentle and so kind and so sweet. In fact, at one of the concerts, this little 14-year-old girl kept coming. And I would see her. And one night she came through the autograph line. By the way, I was the first person to ever do an autograph line in Japan. They didn't know what to think. But she came through, and there was just something about her. Her name was Toshiko. And when she got through school, I brought her to America. And she lived with me for years. And I loved her to death, and now she's got her own family and all, but she sends me pictures of her kids as they grow up, and we still communicate, and she was just a good girl.
And one of the great things about doing what you've done for a handful of years is that you get to watch your fans and the next generation, the children and the children's children, you know, and they're all at your concerts and everything.
Oh,
they
they
were
come back. They come back married with children, and it's like old home week. You know, it's fun. It's fun.
Brenda Lee had 9 top 10 hits between 1960 and 62. In just that 2-year span, 9 top 10 hits, something that wasn't repeated until the 1980s by Madonna, 1986.
I tried to get rid of Madonna. I just could not.
No matter what you did.
She's a good girl. We're friends.
You're friends with Madonna. Wow. You're friends with a lot of people. You know, where's the Grammy? You were inducted into the Grammy. You know, you won a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. Where is it? Yeah. Normally, it's like right in the middle of the living room.
I don't know where mine is.
Uh-oh.
That's a terrible thing. It's at my office.
In your office.
You know what? That sounded horrible. But the fans are my Grammys.
Yes.
The Grammys came from the fans. So it's the people that I think of when I look at that Grammy. I don't think of, oh, you won a Grammy. We all won it, because I couldn't have done it without them. And
Well, that's nice of you. There's not many artists who you know, feel
right.
that way.
And people like you who, to this day, continued to be interested enough to interview me.
Yes.
It's magical.
Well, it's a thrill for me personally and professionally. As I say, I'm a fan.
Thank you.
I played your music at the start of my radio career, and we're still playing it today. We you know, play Rock Around the Christmas Tree at Christmas, and I'm Sorry, and Who's Crying Now, and the list goes on and on. All the big hits that you've had.
Thank you.
Oh, it's what a pleasure. Now, what is the best advice you ever got, and who gave it to you?
The best advice? I guess my mother gave it to me, and it was, don't ever forget where you came from. And I never had.
And it was an innocent time when you were 9, 11, 12, whatever.
It was.
I mean, they couldn't show Elvis below the waist on TV, so that's kind
that's
of...
Truth. Boy, did we miss out.
You got to see him in person.
I did. He was a good guy.
And you've written a memoir?
Yeah, I've written a book.
What's it called?
Little Miss Dynamite.
Little Miss Dynamite.
Yeah.
I love it. Send me a copy. Sign
I will.
It. I would love to get a copy of your memoir.
I'm going to get him a book.
One of the greatest female singers of all time, according to the folks at Rolling Stone. And they know, Rolling Stone knows, good music. And Brenda Lee has given us some great music over the years. And she has a new greatest hits album that is currently out. Where can people get your new album?
Well,
iTunes, Amazon, all the streaming places, and
yeah.
because they don't have record shops
I
anymore.
started to say, well, they go to the record shop.
Yeah, they don't have a record shop
And then
anymore.
I thought, oh gosh, don't say that, Brenda. Then they'll know you're old.
No, I remember, going to the record shops and the Blockbusters and the Virgin record shops and things like
Oh
that.
yeah, playing the little on the turntable where you could hear if you liked it or not. I
Yes.
loved those days.
Yes. And it's kind of like the business has gone in a cycle because back when you started, they released singles.
Absolutely.
And now you can buy one song at a time with the streaming services.
Yeah, you don't have to buy an album.
Can
So,
you imagine how the technology has changed since you started? I mean, it's hard to keep up.
no, I can't. I tell you what's really great though, with the technology, when you're on the road, you can hear yourself now. You can put in your ear things and you can hear what you're singing finally. So that's better for artists.
And they didn't have that back in the day?
No.
Wow. So you couldn't hear yourself? They didn't even have floor monitors or nothing?
They had floor monitors, but it wasn't the same. It was
Wasn't the
like
same.
coming at you, not
Right. Isolated in your ear. Yeah.
right.
Ear monitor. Brenda Lee, what a thrill it is to have you on the show. Before we say goodbye, because I know you're busy and you've got a lot of things to take care of in Nashville, where you call home. I did want to ask for you if you'd like to give a shout out to our worldwide audience, which includes the troops. I'm sure they'd love to hear from you.
Well, I love all of you all. I wouldn't be here today without you. I love the troops. My dad was in the army. My brother was in the army. So my dad's brothers were in the, I'm from a troop family. So we thank you for everything you do. It's hard to describe how much we appreciate what you do. I've been away from home just like you have, and I've cried at night to see my family, and I've been so lonesome that I didn't know if I was going to get through the day. So I kind of know a little bit how you feel. I'm too short to fight. So, I don't know about that, but thank God we're not in that yet. But God bless you all. Thank you all. And never forget that you're loved. You're very loved.
Well, thank you so much. Brenda Lee is our guest. The Greatest Hits album is out now. Please get yourself a copy, and it's online wherever music is purchased and streamed. The incomparable Brenda Lee, our guest today. My name
Thank
is
you.
Larry London, and this is Border Crossings on VOA TV.